You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ahead of the FY24 budget, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Wednesday affirmed the government's commitment to the fiscal consolidation roadmap and pledged more steps to further curb inflationary pressure in the economy. Replying to a debate on the first batch of supplementary demands for grants for FY23 in the Lok Sabha, the minister asserted that the centre would restrict fiscal deficit in FY23 within the target of 6.4% of gross domestic product. The government aims to contain its fiscal deficit at 4.5% of GDP by FY26, retaining the flexibility to alter annual deficit targets in between. Sitharaman's assertion came on a day when the Lok Sabha approved the government's first batch of supplementary demand for grants, which entailed an additional net expenditure of Rs. 3.26 trillion. However, the higher outgo this fiscal is expected to be offset by greater tax collection and savings by several departments in the wake of a compression of wasteful revenue spending. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, in deliberating on increasing the minimum ticket size for alternative investment funds to up to Rs. 5 crore from the existing Rs. 1 crore, according to people in the know. The present threshold was set in 2012, and the rise in disposable incomes may merit a revision, said industry officials. The number of high net worth individuals tapping the alternative space has also risen significantly. The market regulator has been steadily increasing its oversight on AIFs, subject to light touch regulations, until about a year ago, given the pace of growth clocked by the industry. In the banking sector, the government has extended the deadline for potential bidders to submit expressions of interest for IDBI Bank to January 7, 2023, the Finance Ministry said on Wednesday. The earlier deadline was December 16, 2022, the last date for submission for physical copies of EOIs. For those who would submit EOIs electronically, has been also extended to January 14, 2023 from December 23, 2022, the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management said. Given the extended year-end holidays overseas, several potential investors had requested an extension. At the beginning of a calendar year, foreign funds usually make annual allocations for investment in emerging markets such as India. Officials expect more foreign investors to show interest in the bank. On October 7th, the center invited EOIs and offered to sell a total of 60.72% stake in IDBI Bank, including 30.48% held by the government directly and 30.24% by state-run LIC, along with the transfer of management control. Moving on, the government is reworking the terms of the public-private partnership model for assorted railway projects to make it more attractive to private investors and bridge a viability gap perceived by sections of investors. The new PPP model will also include a hybrid model on the lines of the reasonably successful one in the highway sector, where the government makes upfront payment of 40% of the project cost to the developer under the build-operate-transfer mechanism. The move is in view of the yawning gap between the funds needed for modernization and upkeep of India's railway infrastructure and the availability of resources in the government sector. A person familiar with the development said that the huge infrastructure plans of the railways will require substantial private sector participation. Budgetary support is hugely insufficient despite the big increase in outlays in recent years. However, given the complexity of railway projects, the PPP model has often not worked well in the sector. Speaking of railways, the Railway Ministry has sought gross budgetary support of about 2 trillion for 2023-24, the highest ever, and up more than a third from the outlay for the current fiscal, citing the increased pace of capacity creation in the sector. The proposal has been sent to the Finance Ministry, which is responsible for the final allocation of funds in the Union Budget, according to official sources. In the first supplementary demand for grants, the government has sought an additional Rs. 12,000 crore for capital outlay to the railways. This will take its total capital expenditure this fiscal to about Rs. 1.5 trillion. The railways was allocated Rs. 1.4 trillion in the Union Budget 2022-23, of which Rs. 1.37 trillion is earmarked for capital expenditure and Rs. 3,267 crore for revenue expenditure. Lastly, according to data reviewed by FE, people from Tamil Nadu were the biggest beneficiaries among 33 states and union territories that have implemented the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Till December 4, 2022, about 8.4 million people from the southern state with an average per capita income of Rs. 2,41,131 against the national average of ₹1,49,848 have availed themselves of hospitalization benefits under the PMJ. Other top beneficiary states are Kerala with about 4.6 million availing hospitalization benefits, followed by Rajasthan and Karnataka. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.